Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
But it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, don't you?
We're back at 23 after the hour. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there. Don't forget to check out my YouTube channel, too, youtube.com/Jim Blasingame. And by the way, a new thing on our homepage, we have the YouTube channel pulled into the homepage of our website, so check that out while you're there, too. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Frank DiRaffoli is with us, folks. Frank's a new friend, soon-to-be old friend. He's host of the Entrepreneurial Excellence which is a radio show, and the co-author of Business Networking and Sex, along with It's Not What You Think, along with our good buddy Dr. Ivan Meisner and also Hazel Walker. And Frank, you got to tell Hazel we got to get her on the show to get her perspectives on the genders in networking. You want to give us a website, Frank?
Sure, it's businessnetworkingandsex.com.
All right, so check it out. So we're talking about how the genders view networking differently, how they connect with each other, how they communicate differently, how they, you know, sometimes, obviously, when the genders get together, there's tension, and there are circumstances that happen, and people have experiences, but they also have perceptions, and that's what your study of 12,000 people around the world discovered. Now, in the previous segment, we talked about how ladies, how men were doing things that stereotyped the whole gender. What are ladies doing that are stereotyping their gender?
Yeah, I think the 2% of the ladies that are doing it wrong that hurt the other 98% are examples would be, you know, women who both in person networking as well as online kind of make themselves look a little more suggestive than they should, if you will. You know, so sometimes you have people who go to, again, let's call it a chamber type networking event, but they're dressed up like they're going to go to a nightclub. They're showing a lot of cleavage, they have showing a lot of leg, they're in big high heels, and everybody's kind of like, yo baby, you know, kind of looking at them, and they're wondering, why are people doing this? Or that's the exact attention they want, but the other ladies in the room are going,
what are they networking for, is what
they're... Exactly, yeah. You know, and some people, you know, honestly, there's some men and women who go to these things because they're looking to meet somebody, and they figure they're going to be another nice business professional, and, you know, hey, that's fine, but let's be appropriate about how we're going about doing it, you know, otherwise it hurts everything else that we're trying to accomplish.
But now, earlier, you suggested that the guys... That if you and I saw a guy being inappropriate with a lady, you said you'd bump me in with your elbow and say, hey, let's go take care of that, and we'd go take care of it. When a lady walks in and she's inappropriate, do the other ladies go and take care of that? I don't think so.
It's a suggestion that obviously we make. They're supposed to. I mean, really, they got to go and just... And for that person's own reputation, never mind the reputation of everybody else in the room, is kind of go up and talk and find out, you know, what are their goals, and then really kind of, and maybe the person needs a mentor. Maybe they need an idea of what to do, because, you know, it's a lot of times it's the younger ladies that are doing it, because they're new in business and going forward. Maybe they don't know what they're doing, you know. So sometimes just it's going on and partnering with those people and really trying to help them go the right direction.
If Hazel were here, would she say that? Would she say she would go over and tell the lady, you know, Sue, this is a networking event, and you're a little inappropriate in your dress. Would you think she would say that?
She would probably say it harder and stronger than I am. Yes, she would, absolutely.
Well, that's an interesting thing. I mean, that's typically something I think most of the ladies would say. They probably wouldn't do that. They would probably not go over and confront the person about that.
You know, it's funny, Jim. In the book,
I'm glad you guys are calling that out.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's because one of those things that we looked at, and even Hazel brought up in the book that, you know, Hazel has one line in the book that actually says, hey, ladies, men are distracted by breasts.
Yeah.
Just know about it. And so the reality is, if you're going to wear something that shows off cleavage, they're going to look. They're going to stare. It's the way that it is. So don't question why. It's our primordial way that we are.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, one thing that I was thinking was that if you and I were standing beside Hazel and a lady walked in like that and Hazel said, I'm going to go take care of that, you and I would say, absolutely, Hazel, go take care of that, but could you wait a couple of minutes?
By the way, Jim, just so you know, when you have Hazel on, Hazel and I have a code, and the word is colors, and that means that if Hazel's wearing something that's showing cleavage and I like her cleavage, it looks really good, I said, Hazel, I really like the colors you're wearing today.
Right.
So colors means nice cleavage. So if you have hazel on, you can just say to her, so Frank said you've wearing a lot of nice colors, and she'll know what that means.
Yeah, exactly. Well, so the other thing is one of my researchers here on my show was pointing out that on television, a lot of the ladies wear suggestive clothing. A lot of the so-called professional anchors wear suggestive clothing. Is that giving the wrong message to the ladies out in the marketplace?
You know, I think you're absolutely right with that. And I see that it's almost cultural in the United States, meaning I can look at the weather women, if you will, in New York, and they seem very professional. When I've been out in California, I'm watching them going like, holy cow, all the women seem to be like models, and they're large-chested and wearing suggestive stuff. And I'm just kind of like, I mean, it was like every newscast I watched, just the difference between the two coasts. I saw it as well.
Yeah.
You know, if you go to some of the Spanish channels, it's even more so. So, yeah, there's definitely going out there, off that impression of sex sells. You know?
In your survey, did the women say that they thought that they should go over and take care of this when women come in and are doing something inappropriate?
No, actually, Jim, what they did is they did the opposite. They complained about it, but they never said they did anything about it. They just
there
said, you know,
go. That's exactly what I said.
That's
what
it was. Is they got upset, they complained,
there you go.
They always said everything. And that's what Hazel suggests. Well, look, if you didn't do anything, you have no one to blame but yourself.
That's exactly what I thought they would do. And so, ladies, there's your task. There's your challenge. When you see that, take care of it. Hey, Frank, come back again real soon.
Absolutely, man. Thank you so much for having us on. Thank you for your support.
You too. Always a pleasure. Frank DiRefoli, ladies and gentlemen, that's businessnetworkingandsex.com is the website. Just drop the .com off, and that's the book. And it's not what you think. 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.